Hi, gang. Bob Boving here. Welcome back to the Mystery Project. This week is the third in our run of latest and hottest installments of Midnight Cab. In case you haven't heard us before, the series is written by James W. Nichols and stars David Ferry as your cabbie detective, Walker Devereaux. And this week, the temperature is about to rise even higher than usual. Midnight Cab, episode number 25, The Mystery of the Secret Letters.
Walker? Hey, Walker, where are you now?
Hello.
Hello.
How's Martha?
Oh, she's just fine. Hey, you have a pickup.
What's she doing?
Right now? She's bouncing up and down in her jolly jumper. I'm trying to tire her out.
Has she said daddy yet?
No, nope, just mommy.
Oh.
Hey, you have a pickup at 350 Girard East. It's the Upper Bell.
December 10th. It hasn't snowed yet. Martha's first Christmas. It better be white because I'm going to buy her a sleigh, pull her all over town, Christmas lights and windows and snowflakes the size of frisbees floating all around, and Martha and me like two coureurs de bois mushing through the streets. Martha and me. Because Krista's wheelchair, her crutches, don't exactly get along with snow. We've moved into Georgie's house. Krista's father's place, her old home, with the wooden ramp in front and the wheelchair lift on the hall stairs and the oversized bathroom upstairs with the low sink and handrails for Krista. When she was growing up, after operations, she was more confined to her wheelchair than she is now. I have, like, mixed feelings about it.
So it's yours, rent-free. Just look after the maintenance, heat the place, you know, that kind of thing.
We'd save a lot of money, Walker.
You don't have any money.
I know, but if we did, we could save some. Couldn't we, Walker?
Yeah.
Here, have another one.
You know, I haven't finished this one yet. Ouzo makes me sweat.
Of course it does. It's supposed to. Good for you. So look, it's all yours. And if you're worried, don't be. Chances are I won't be back.
You'll come back. Don't be stupid.
For a visit? Sure, sure I will, but... You know, I feel like I want to stay there for a long time.
Why?
Why? Because I explained to you why. Stevie's got me fixed up in a nice place near the old neighborhood.
Daddy, you left Greece when you were 8 years old.
So what? I still remember. It's my home. It's in here. And we've got some very good business going on. Real estate. Very, very good right now over there. So, what is it? Am I going to have to sell this place or are you going to move in and look after it?
Geez, I don't know. It's like, it's big.
It's up to Walker.
It is?
Of course it is. It'd be perfect for us and everything. You know how I feel about it. I told you enough times, but I'm not going to move in by myself, am I? So it's up to you.
Oh.
Listen, do anything you want with it. You want to paint it a funny color? Go ahead, it's yours. So, what do you say?
Okay. Okay. Even though I hate the place, even though I liked our apartment, all this house says to me... A cripple lives here, and she isn't a cripple.
Hi. Walker. Mm. Hi. Wake up.
Mm.
It's time to wake up.
It's my day off.
It's still time to wake up.
Mm. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, your eyes are so blue. It's like incredible.
Uh-huh.
What's Martha doing?
She's sleeping.
Oh? Good.
Walker, maybe I'd just like to lie here and talk. Do you suppose it might be possible for us to lie together and just talk for a change?
No.
But I have something I want to tell you.
What?
Well, you're squashing it.
What? Oh.
Paul Stamatopoulos gave it to me for Martha.
We don't need a pet. They poop. Oh, shut up.
Walker, what is wrong with you these days anyway?
Nothing.
You're like a miserable old grump. Is it your new novel? Mm. Isn't it going very well?
Mm.
Is it this place?
Mm.
Well, whatever it is, don't take it out on me. Don't take it out on Martha, and don't take it out on our cat. Isn't he cute?
Yeah.
He was
the nicest one in the batch. Weren't you, sweetheart? You see the black patch over his eye? Cute.
Yeah.
More coffee, Paula?
Sure. I'll get it.
No, I'll get it.
You do so well.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, with a baby and everything.
Oh, well, he's not so bad. And Martha helps.
That's good.
Yeah?
Oh, you two get along so well.
Well, we try anyway, don't we, Walker?
I love you.
Walker?
Oh, no, it's all right. I think it's wonderful to be able to come out and say it just like that. I mean, most people can't.
Paula, are you okay?
Yeah, just ignore me. I'm stupid. Look, anytime you two want to go out, just call me, okay? I'd love to babysit Martha, and it's not like I haven't had practice.
Well, sure, that'd be great. Full cup?
Please.
Wouldn't it, Walker?
Yeah, we usually get Mr. Piatelli. He's the guy who owns the cab company we work at.
He's crazy about Martha. He says he has an exclusive contract.
Yeah, he's going over Saturday.
Well, I know Alfonso. Johnny knows him. I'll tell him he just has to share, okay?
Paula Stamatakis, about 40, buxom and comfortably rounded, the mother of two teenage boys, dark-haired, soft of face, soft of eyes. Anyway, I left Krista and Paula talking about Martha and fussing with Leo, that's the kitten, and stepped out on the back porch to roll the smoke. I try not to smoke too much in the house, except when I'm writing because of the baby. So there I was, when I noticed the back door to the garage had been jimmied.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay. What are you doing in here?
What does it look like? I'm looking around. Looking around? Nice car.
Did you force the door?
It was locked, and I'm pissed off enough as it is.
Yeah? The door's locked for a reason, you know.
Son-in-law, right? The cabbie, the writer, right? Georgie says you're a good writer. Says you're going to be famous one day.
He did? Georgie Papadopoulos? Are you kidding me?
Well, he didn't write it down in blood. He just mentioned it, okay? Anyway, Georgie, I don't know, man. I'm not that happy with Georgie Papadopoulos, to tell you the absolute truth.
He wouldn't be so happy about this door, either. Georgie's not here.
Yeah, I noticed that. And that's not a good thing. It puts a lot of people to a lot of extra trouble.
What kind of trouble?
Loose ends kind of trouble. Hey, maybe I'll read your name in the newspaper, eh?
I doubt it.
Ah, sure I will.
And with that, he kind of ghosted out the back door. Slim as a beanpole under his reddish leather coat, his face long and sharp as a hatchet.
Walker doesn't like this house.
What?
I was just telling Paula you don't like this house.
Well, it's a nice house. It's bigger than my house.
Not that I don't like it. It's just that...
It's because I grew up here and Walker didn't, so Walker kind of feels like an outsider.
Yeah, that's it.
So we're going to change it around.
You are?
Yeah. Remember what you said, Walker? I asked Daddy before he left.
About the walls?
Take out the dining room wall and the wall between the living room and the hall.
It needs a lot of air.
Yeah, it'll be a lot better. It'll open things up and give us air.
Well, I suppose...
Georgie said it was all right.
Yeah, and it won't cost much. He said, get Johnny to do the work.
Huh. Johnny?
Sure. He's done most of the renovations on all the houses Daddy's bought and sold, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's awful busy these days. Are you sure you said Johnny?
He's already talked to him.
Oh,
can't you just see Walker in here swinging a sledgehammer? Then it'll be just as much his house as it is mine. Right, Walker?
My wife. Jeez. Before we got married, I didn't much think of Krista's, like, situation. I didn't after we got married either. But since the baby, I don't know. It's more real somehow. And I feel guilty about even being a little sad about it. And I love her like crazy.
Hi.
Hey, when are you doing home so early?
We're not home early.
It's 11 o'clock. We said 11 o'clock.
Yeah, well, Martha's fine. Go back out.
Oh, hi, Paula.
Hi, Krista.
I got company.
Good.
good.
Johnny wanted to come over and say hi to Alfonso.
Yeah, we go way back. Georgie, Johnny, and me. A Greek and a handsome Canadian of Italian descent.
Gee, Mr. Piatelli, so where do you fit in?
You know, if this kid wasn't so polite, I'd have shot him about a year ago.
Alfonso.
You know where he comes from? Big River. Big River.
Alfonso.
Yeah, well, he started it.
Oh, you're just like a big kid.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Where's Johnny?
Oh, he's... I don't know. He's measuring things or something. I think he's upstairs.
I'm here. Hey, what's all the racket?
Oh, it's Alfonso. Hi, Johnny.
Hi, Krista. How you doing?
Oh, good. Ooh, such muscles this man has. Hey, all up.
You look good, eh? Motherhood and all that, eh? How you doing, Walker?
I'm great. Good to see you again.
Yeah. Since when? Since a wedding, eh?
Yeah, probably. I think so.
So, you want to tear down some walls in here?
Well, we've been thinking about it.
Yeah, that one and that one.
Why not all of them? You want air.
Oh, maybe Walker's right. I mean, to think about it, you don't want to rush into it.
Listen, Georgie gave me the word. Anything these kids want, eh? That wall, no problem. This one, we can go to here, this far.
Johnny, you don't have time to...
I can fit it in. You go too far here and your two-story house suddenly becomes a one-story house.
Oh. Walker. Were you in Daddy's study?
I'm not even out of bed.
No, I mean last night. After everybody left.
Get that cat out of here.
Walker, were you?
No, why?
Someone has looked through our daddy's stuff.
How do you know?
Because things are out of place. That's how I know.
I hate coming in here. Well...
You see this pen?
Yeah.
It was up there, not down here.
No kidding.
Look, the chair was pulled up tight against the desk. It's been pulled out so someone could open the center drawer. And then they didn't push the chair back in all the way. Look, I was supposed to file these letters, and I distinctly remember putting this big paperclip on them yesterday afternoon.
So someone looked through them and forgot to put the paperclip back on.
Right. I can tell, Walker, somebody's been through all the filing cabinets, the drawers in the desk, the shelves... I can't believe anybody'd be so nosy.
Yeah. Mr. Piatelli?
No.
Paula?
No.
Johnny?
No.
Krista?
What?
There was this guy in the garage yesterday.
What? What do you mean yesterday?
It was weird because... Hey, look.
At what?
Come here. Out the window. After everybody left last night, didn't I go out and park our car in the driveway?
Yeah.
Then how come it's out in the street?
He'll kill us. He'll absolutely kill us. Oh, there's no one answering.
Well, what time is it in Athens?
I don't know. It's like, I don't know, it's supper time over there.
Well, your dad never cooks anything. He's out somewhere eating.
Oh... You see someone looking at Daddy's car in the garage and not do anything.
He was a friend of your father's.
Oh, was he?
I guess not.
Why didn't you even tell me?
Because you just have got unnecessarily excited, I thought.
Oh.
Funny thing. The keys to Georgie's now stolen 94 Lincoln Continental were in the center drawer of his desk. And they were still there. I mean, they were obviously car keys. If that guy was looking for them last night, why didn't he take them? If he was looking for something else, then why did he take the car? It got even funnier when I went upstairs to dress before the cops came. I pulled the shirt off a hanger. There was a long string of grimy dust on the shoulder. I looked up at the closet ceiling, at the trap door into the crawl space under the eaves. Whoever had been searching in Georgie's study, the man with a face like a hatchet or someone else, had been in our bedroom, too.
Look at it. Smart is getting all squeaky clean.
Going somewhere?
Yes.
Where?
Over to Aunt Carla's.
I didn't steal the car. I should have told you about that guy.
Yes, you should have. Then maybe we could have hid the car or something.
Yeah.
Anyway... It's not just you.
Oh, good.
It's having the cops coming around and everything, and the neighbors peeking out their windows, and
And I haven't even been able to talk to Daddy yet.
Going to call him from your aunt's place?
Yeah. If he yells at her, she'll just yell right back. And if he yells at me, she'll tell him to dry up.
Krista, honey. Can't even help with her. If your dad wanted to hide something in the house...
What do you mean?
Well, remember the things out of place in his study? If it was that same guy in the study, he looked up in the attic, too.
What? Last night, while we were asleep?
Krista, if your dad wanted to hide something important, where would he put it?
Walker, you're scaring me. There's a secret space under this desk. I used to put things in here as a kid all the time. Drive Daddy crazy. See the back?
Yeah.
Well, it isn't. There's about 6 inches between this board and the real back. Slip out the piece of molding. Oh, there. See the button? It's a spring latch. Watch.
Jeez, that's really neat.
Yeah. Only one thing, Walker.
What?
It's empty.
While Krista was dressing Martha to go over to her Aunt Carla's, I asked her who all knew about that secret hiding place. She said just her mom, she passed away over a year ago, and herself. Georgie told him not to tell anyone. It was a family thing. I knew what Krista was thinking. What if the car thief hadn't found what he was looking for? What if he came back? When she pulled away in the car with Martha, guessing from the expression on her face, the more important question for me was, when would she come back? Hatchet-faced man, unfinished business. So he searches through the house for something. We're asleep. Doesn't find anything. He's angry. He boosts the car. But why not take the car keys? Well, saves forcing the car door, maybe setting off an alarm, and saves changing the ignition later. And why didn't we wake up? We wake up if Martha so much as hiccups. Maybe we weren't in bed. Maybe it was earlier. So, Mr. Piattelli. In the crawl space under the eaves, all 300 pounds of them? I don't think so. Paula? And she might be nosy, but not that nosy. When we got home, Johnny was upstairs. How you doing, he said. Yeah.
That's you, Walker.
Oh. Hi, Georgie?
Yeah, it's me. How's everything going?
Oh, well, good, good. Krista's not here right now.
How's my car?
Your car?
Yeah. It's missing, right?
How do you know?
Never mind how I know. I just know. So, where's Krista?
Are you in Greece?
Yes, I'm in Greece.
She's on her way over to your sister Carla's. She just left, like she's really upset. We're both really, you know...
Walker, don't worry about it. It's okay. It's business. Just go along with the cops, all right?
Business? Oh, yeah, well...
All right, listen, this is between you and me, not Krista. She doesn't understand this kind of thing. Man to man, all right?
Yeah.
All right. I owed some fellas some money. My cash is all tied up in Greece now, so I said that take the car.
Take it? They stole it?
No, no. It's all on the up and up. They're private investors. Legit.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I thought they were legit. Maybe I made a mistake. Anyway, it's the way they wanted to do it. They'll turn the car over, we're square, and I won't claim insurance or nothing like that. As far as my insurance company is concerned, I just sold it. You understand now?
Well.
Good.
Just one thing. Listen, someone's been snooping around inside the house.
What?
Yeah, searching for something all through your stuff in your office, our bedroom, up in the crawl space. So if this is another one of your deals...
Oh, Jesus, Mother of God. Listen, I'll take care of it, but don't you worry. It won't happen again. Just forget it.
Yeah, well, you're in Greece, Georgie, and I'm here.
cell, eliminate the hatchet-faced man. He was only after the car. He didn't need to come into the house. And Georgie knows what it's about. He says he'll take care of it. It won't happen again. Meaning he assumes whatever they were looking for, they didn't find. Yet. So they might come back. So there's no way I can forget it. Whoever's sneaking around, they think Georgie might go to such an extreme as to hide it up in the crawl space, which means Georgie doesn't want anyone to find it. Anyone. Which means he doesn't want Krista to find it. Otherwise, he would have used a secret compartment in his desk. He's hiding something from Krista. Georgie knew Krista and I would be in every room in the house. So where would he hide something? Somewhere he was almost positive no one would go near, particularly his daughter. What room? What hiding place? The answer was staring me right in the face. If Krista's paranoid about anything, it's guns, firearms. She hates them. She wouldn't have gone near Georgie's gun cabinet that stood in the corner of his study, not if her life depended on it. Not even to dust. You could see the guns through the glass doors. It was the drawer at the bottom of the cabinet I was most interested in. Used to be used for shells, but now Georgie and his friends kept all their ammunition in their hunting cabin up north. He's explained that to Krista like 100 times. So what was in it? Unfortunately, I didn't have a key, so I jimmied it. Some gun oil, oily rags, a cleaning rod, and underneath the rags, shoved to the back, a manila envelope, fairly new, wrapped in rubber bands. I opened it up. A few letters, envelopes typed and addressed to George Papadopoulos, were inside. I took out one of the letters. The salutation read, "My dearest, dearest, dearest man."
Hi, Paul. Come on in. You're not bringing Leo back, are you?
No.
Oh, good. And that cat will grow on you, Walker, I promise. Sit down. Coffee's still hot, I think. Can I get you a cup?
Sure. Johnny?
He's not here. He's trying to finish off a job down on Harvard Street somewhere. He is really busy.
It'll take him a while to start working on our place, I guess.
Oh, I think so. I wouldn't count on him for a while, anyway. Here.
Thanks.
There's the sugar, cream, well, milk.
I bet we can still count on you babysitting, though.
Of course, anytime. Now? Tonight? What's the matter? Is something wrong?
Wrong? I don't know. Is it wrong?
Walker? What's going on?
I found what you were looking for last night, Paula, while Mr. Piattelli and Johnny were, laughing and joking around in the living room.
Oh, my God.
They were in the gun cabinet.
Oh, God. Did you read them? Well, of course you did. How else would you know? You bastard. God! God, you bastard! You know, if you tell Johnny, he'll either kill himself, or he'll kill Georgie, or he'll kill me.
I'm not telling anyone, Paula.
Look at you. You hate me, don't you?
My father, he had a secret girlfriend. She was a lot younger than my mother. When I found out, I felt really weird, but I didn't hate him. I gotta go now.
Oh, Walker, how did you know?
That you were looking around? You weren't very neat?
No, I'm not very neat. No, I'm...
Paula? Come on.
Yeah. I screwed up mailing him love letters. God. And he told me I was crazy, but I just wanted to write what I was feeling, you know, and have him see. I couldn't ever find the right words when we were together.
Did he write you?
Georgie, are you kidding? Walker... It was after Mary died. It's just been this last little while. And Georgie and I have known each other forever, and it just happened. It was wonderful. And it was terrible. I couldn't go on. He got really furious. Next thing I knew, he was leaving the country. It was so ridiculous.
I asked him, where are my letters? He said he threw them out. He burned them. But the more I thought about it, the more I thought about him, the way it was, you know, between us, I knew he wouldn't. So I called him in Greek. I said, Georgie, please, where are my letters? He said he'd hid them in the house somewhere. They were safe. Safe. Every time I look at Johnny or my kids, I die a little. I just didn't know what to do. I had to find them.
Paula, now you've got them, and you can burn them.
Oh, Walker.
Georgie and Paula. Paula with a soft face and the... Geez, you just never know. I told Krista about her dad's secret deal with the car. I told her that I must have been mistaken about the attic, and that guy must have missed seeing the car keys when he was searching the study. She thought it over for a little while and said, yeah. Then she came home. But I didn't tell her about Paula and her dad. I just can't. I don't like it. And I don't know why.
Episode number 25 of Midnight Cab by James W. Nichol. David Ferry was Walker, and Jacqueline Sanuta was Krista, with Howard Jerome as Piatelli, and David Calderisi as Krista's dad, Georgie. Gina Wilkinson played Paula, with Thomas Huff as Johnny, and John Jarvis as Willis. Music is by Milan Kimlicka, with casting by Linda Grierson. Our recording engineer is Joanne Anka, with sound effects by Matt Wilcox. Production assistant, Susan Taves. Midnight Cab is produced and directed in Toronto by our executive producer, Bill Howell. For the Mystery Project, I'm Bob Boulder, inviting you back next week for a special guest appearance by Donald Davis in The Mystery of the Long-Lost Brother. That's Wednesday on Morningside, and here next Saturday on The Mystery Project. After the news, it's Random Sampling on most stations. Winkleman's 45s in the Maritimes and Newfoundland. See you next week.